Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back into the Nick Kale Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hour number two here on a Saturday as we take you up until 6 o'clock this evening. Hopefully all of you having a great start to your Saturday. We'll get back to some college football and some Braves later in the show, but a good chunk of Falcons here for the next 35 minutes or so. As we begin hour number two, we welcome in Andrew Brandt, Monday Morning Quarterback, also the host of the Business of Sports podcast, and a former executive in the NFL with the Green Bay Packers. He joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Andrew, I appreciate a couple of minutes. How are you today, sir?
Hey, Nick. Good to be with you, as always.
Great to have you in. So take us through the process right now for Arthur Blank, what he's going through with sweeping changes, the GM, the head coach, both out. What is the protocol on contacting prospective GMs and coaches, and how do you balance the fine line between due diligence and, I guess, tampering?
Yeah, it's a good one. I mean, I've only gone through it after the season, and then it's a little more structured in terms of sending the notes to people that are under contract, asking for interviews, going through your colleagues. The NFL is a big brotherhood, and while you compete on Sundays and Mondays, you always want to keep good relations because you never know you're going to need your partners as much as they need you. So in this situation, obviously, we're in the middle of the season, so, you know, whatever contact is going to have to be clearly vetted from anyone that's involved in team organization. If you're talking about, you know, after the season, the rules get a little different. But I think it's a lot of due diligence, as you said, right now, in terms of who's going to be the right fit for that organization, whether it's college, whether it's pro, whether it's former pro, whether it's someone out of the game, in the game. I think they should do a wide swath, which I'm sure they are.
You know, you look at when you make a change, I mean, it's different than with Houston because Bill O'Brien was the head coach and the GM, one guy, two roles. You know, you look at the general manager and the head coaching search. Should one take precedence over the other, or is it just a matter of finding the two best guys for each spot?
Well, first of all, I've been very vocal about the Bill O'Brien structure. I think it's really destined to fail because, as I've said, coaches are very immediate. They're concerned about the here and now, and they're concerned about motivating, inspiring. They need the trust of players. GMs have to be detached, have to be looking forward, always kind of prefer draft picks than veterans. And this is something where you're going to have a clash. So Bill O'Brien in Houston was destined to fail, and the only one that having done it well is Bill Belichick, who's got that unemotional view about life to begin with. But I think there, you know, I think like we just had, and unfortunately those guys got moved out, but a GM and a head coach that are simpatico, that are on the same page, that agree with the style, you know, in Green Bay where I was, every coach we brought in, we're like, you understand we don't play in free agency very much, if at all, and mm-hmm. we draft and develop here. Are you good with that? Because that's the way things go here. So that's the kind of discussions that need to happen.
Andrew Brandt joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So Lewis Riddick is my guy. I mean, Philadelphia guy. I love what he did 7-8 years ago when he was involved in the player personnel department. We get it, Monday Night Football, cushy gig. Does that guy make sense for a GM role, or is that just rumor, speculation, and people fawning over him on Twitter?
Oh, sure. I mean, I know Lewis well, worked with him when I consulted for the Eagles and know him from ESPN. That's a good name. You know, I'm sure they're going to roll through a ton of names there. And, you know, what happens with the TV guys is they get more exposure, so people know them more. So I think people are going to be rooting for them. But that's definitely a good choice if it comes up with him. But I just think they have so much time right now. I don't know if they're trying to sort of rush someone in mid-season or they're really talking about this being a postseason hire.
I've always been fascinated by the whole concept of coaching trees, whether we look at a guy like Andy Reid or Bill Belichick, even going back to Green Bay with Mike Holmgren, and so many different guys come off of these trees, and they either have a ton of success or some guys end up failing as a head coach. Do we, as fans and media members, put too much stock into one guy's coaching tree?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when people are looking for coaches, it's just like any job, right? You look for recognizable, check-the-box kind of things. Oh, this guy was with Reid. This guy was with Belichick. This guy was with Shanahan and Sean Payton or Sean McVay, because that gives you name. You know, it's like if you're looking at any resume, think about your listeners thinking about their job interviews. You want brand names out there, because people will say, oh, I get that, and familiarity breeds acceptance. So those are acceptable names. You know, that, and I think Dan Quinn came off that, whatever, that tree. So one of those trees. So I think that's important, but it's always finding the right fit for you as a as an owner and your GM. And I think it's good. I mean, my back to that question, I think it's good they're going to bring in together, because I see, like, in the New York Jets situation, they're getting rid of Le'Veon Bell. That was brought in by the old GM. The new GM doesn't like him. The coach never bought in. It was all the old GM. Mm-hmm. You know, you try to lose those kind of conversations.
You know, it's funny. I think nowadays we're all enamored with offense, and when we look at different coaches, you know, you bring up the Cowboys, for example. They went with Mike McCarthy, but people were saying, oh, Lincoln Riley should be the guy. Look at the points they put up. Look what Cliff Kingsbury is doing with Kyler Murray. Is it fool's gold, or is it maybe like a tunnel vision approach to say, I got to have an offensive guy? Can you still win with a defensive guy not named Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, offense sells, and offenses are doing well this year, and points are going up, and I think so. I mean, you know, it's either one or the other. You have offensive coaches that leave a lot of autonomy to the defensive coordinator. You know, I'm in Philadelphia. Doug Peterson never even goes into the defensive coaches, defensive meetings. And then you, if you have a defensive coach, you leave a lot to your offensive coordinator and their group. So, you know, it's one way or the other. You bring someone from one background or the other, and you've got to give a lot of autonomy to someone else who's kind of a co-head coach.
Andrew Brandt, Monday Morning Quarterback with us, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the radio.com app. So let me get to Matt Ryan, because Arthur Blank had an interesting comment this week. While he certainly loves and appreciates and respects and adores Matt Ryan, he didn't make it sound like Matt Ryan will be a Falcon for life. And I know in Green Bay we've seen twice now over the last 15 years where incumbent quarterback is in place, Hall of Fame bound, and they draft his successor. How does that play out in Atlanta with Matt Ryan and potentially looking at a quarterback in the draft, perhaps a Justin Fields?
Yeah, I mean, they haven't done there what they we did in Green Bay twice, which is draft a successor while the star was there. You don't want to be too late on that. So it was an interesting comment. I found it interesting for the reason that it kind of he kind of left it up. Part of it was be up to the player. So I don't know if Matt Ryan's thinking about retiring, but these are always tricky. I dealt with it in Green Bay when we brought in Aaron and Brett was there, and you're trying to manage the superstar who's got to come into work every day with his future replacement. and to manage the young star who doesn't know when they're going to get a chance. And those are tough situations. I can see why things happen, why the Patriots traded Jimmy Garoppolo, why these things are not as easy as people think, because you're managing a lot of egos in that situation.
Final one for you, Andrew. You know, we talked about Matt Ryan, another guy that I just feel like, and I love Julio Jones. I mean, I'm personally an Alabama fan all my life, so I love the fact that Julio Jones is a Falcon. I'd hate to see him go, but I also realize that while he's still a really good player, he's getting up there in years. He's always got injuries he's dealing with, and the reality is wide receivers don't usually put a team over the top. So if this guy could get you whatever asset you're looking for in return, is this another thing where we can't get too loyal to certain players that have been around for a long time?
Yeah, but think about what you just said. If you know wide receivers don't get you over the top, then GMs know that too. So
true.
He's not going to fetch you what people may think he'll fetch you in a trade. So these are all things you got to think about. You know, now and then you'll get an Odell Beckham that'll get you a one. But, you know, Odell Beckham was young and seemed to have a lot more shelf life than even Julio. So it all comes down to compensation, right? I mean, of course, everyone thinks about trading everyone if you can get great value back. So that's something to think about. But listen, I don't know the answer to what happened there. You've got great talent. You've got a really, seems like a great defensive coach and a good man. You've got an innovative GM who was a friend of mine, is a friend of mine, because we share, you know, a lot of interest in health and fitness. And somehow, some way, it didn't work. I can't put my finger on it. But at some point, you're going to figure out, we're going to figure out, Arthur Blank's going to figure out, if it was coaching and management or players. As much as these guys are highly touted and first-round picks, maybe it's just not there for these guys.
Andrew Brandt, the Monday Morning Quarterback, SI.com. Always a pleasure. One of the smartest guys you can ever talk to. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nick.
You got it. Check out his Business of Sports podcast as well. And the one thing I would say, though, about Julio Jones and about any receiver, I think you can always find a franchise that is desperate for points, looking to score. I mean, point in case, Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs have more gadgets and toys than they know what to do with. And who did they sign this week? Le'Veon Bell. I mean, raise your hand if you think Andy Reid and the Chiefs need Le'Veon Bell. I don't. I think Le'Veon Bell has probably lost a step or two. He's also the product of a dysfunctional franchise with the New York Jets, where he was never going to succeed anyway. But the Chiefs just said, you know what, let's bring in Le'Veon Bell. We have Kelsey, we have Mahomes, we have Allaire, we've got Tyreek Hill, we've got Mecole Hardman. We've got more gadgets and speed and options than anybody on the planet. And we added Le'Veon Bell, a running back, which actually has less value in the league than receivers. So I do think if they really do a reboot here in Atlanta, where they entertain the idea of trading Matt Ryan or trading Julio Jones, they will be able to get something for Julio. And I'm not just talking like a fifth round pick. I think Matt Ryan, for the right team in search of a quarterback, could probably get you a one or a two. And I think Julio could probably get you a two or a three. And if you just start thinking about it, if this Falcons team ends up with the third overall pick, could get Justin Fields, and is able to move Matt or Julio for more assets, then all of a sudden the new GM, hopefully Lewis Riddick, will have a ton of assets to work with. And there's your reboot. That's how the Falcons fly high again. All right, coming up in just about 7 minutes, we will get to what Arthur Blank had to say about Matt Ryan and it is not the most reassuring comment. You'll hear from him, as well as T.I. was on with Dukes and Bell. You'll hear what he had to say about Matty Ice and the quarterback position. And I'll make the point very clear. There is no loyalty in professional sports. We're back after this on the Nick Kale Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Check it out.
The home for Atlanta sports on the weekend.
The whole weekend. Radio on the weekend.
The weekend.
Atlanta sports doesn't stop for the weekend, and neither do we. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the Nick Kale Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the radio.com app. Great to have all of you here on a Saturday as we take you up until 6 o'clock. Tanitra and Jarvis will come your way from 6 to 7. Looking forward to that. We'll get to the Falcons and the Vikings specifically in the next segment, and then we'll round back to some Georgia, Alabama, as well as some Braves in the final hour of the show. We opened the show with the Braves. If you missed any of that, just hit up the radio.com app rewind feature and you will get all of my takes. So let me get to this, because I have long believed, and I'm only 36 years old. So, you know, there's still this, like, and I'm a very immature 36 years old. So let's just put that out there right away. There's still this child in me that wants to believe, you know, loyalty exists and you do right by people. And I'm talking about in the business world. Obviously, in society, with humanity, you do right by everybody, or at least you should try. But in sports, I have long believed for, I don't know, 12, 15 years, that there is no loyalty in big-time sports. Major college athletics, D1 football, Power 5 football, you know, big-time college basketball, any of the college sports that are moneymakers, much less professional sports at any level, minor league baseball, all the way up to somebody in the NFL making $50 million. There is no such thing as loyalty. So we need to move past that. And I have been a Matt Ryan guy for a long time. I know Matt Ryan has his fans. Matt Ryan has his skeptics. He's got his detractors. He downright has his haters. I get that. Same could be said for Mike Vick. Unless you're Tom Brady, unless you're Peyton Manning, even Peyton Manning has haters. So unless you're Joe Montana or Tom Brady, you usually have critics, no matter how good you are. I think Matt Ryan will eventually get into the Hall of Fame, more so from the statistics than the eye test of was I watching greatness, which is my criteria, but I think it'll be more stat-driven, and I do think he deserves it. That being said, Arthur Blank and the Falcons do not owe Matt Ryan another thing. Yeah, I mean, I get it financially, they owe him some money, but they don't need to keep Matt Ryan around for the rest of his career. When I was in Philadelphia 10 years ago, the Philadelphia Eagles decided to move on from Brian Dawkins. Brian Dawkins, great safety, Hall of Famer, all pro. He was great at Clemson back when Clemson wasn't any good, and he was a stud in the pros. And they let him go to the Denver Broncos. I forget if it was a trade or free agency, but he moved on. And so many people were bent out of shape over it. I was, to some extent, as well. I'm like, that guy was the heart and soul. You let him go, and he still had a little bit left. But you know what? I'd rather move on from somebody a year or two too soon than hang on to them a year or two too late. And that's where I am with Matt Ryan. Because I know it's not going to get any better with Matt Ryan. He is what he is at this point, and I love what he is, but I don't think this franchise is just going to flip the switch and all of a sudden be a 12-win team next year with a different head coach and a different GM and go to the Super Bowl. So I need to get as much in return for Matt Ryan now as I can, which is why I would move on from Matt Ryan. Let's listen to the Falcons owner Mr. Arthur Blank, talking about his franchise quarterback, Matt Ryan.
I love Matt, much like I love, you know, Dan. I love Thomas. Matt's been a, you know, franchise leader for us, a great quarterback, one of the leading quarterbacks in the last 13 years in the NFL. So I hope he's going to be part of our plans going forward, but that'll be a decision that I won't make.
That is a decision that Arthur Blank will not make. Now, yes, we can read between the lines, but I give Arthur Blank credit because, you know what? I'm a fan of owners kind of staying out of the way when it comes to personnel. Have you seen the Dallas Cowboys under Jerry Jones? Have you seen the Washington Redskins, or the Washington football team, I should say, under Dan Snyder? Have you seen the Jets with their ownership? Owners are owners, GMs are GMs, coaches are coaches. Stay in your lane. So, but that is not the most reassuring comment for Matt Ryan. So if Arthur Blank decides to hire Louis Riddick, and he decides to hire Eric Bieniemy, that should be up to them. Primarily the GM, but the coach will have impact. He'll have a say. He'll have input. The notion that we have to stick with these guys forever is just foolish. Yeah, if you're 12 years old, you're a kid, you got his jersey, you want to ride or die with that cat forever. I get all of that. But, I mean, Tom Brady didn't finish his career with the Bucks or with the Patriots. He's now a Buck. Peyton Manning left the Colts. Michael Jordan played for the Wizards. LeBron James is on his third NBA franchise. Even the GOATs do not stay and play in one spot their whole career. Derek Jeter, probably a rare exception because he's Mr. Yankee. And that's also an uncapped sport on a team that prints money like it's nobody's business. So the idea that Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, or anybody else is a Falcon for life is foolish. And it's just not true. Now let's hear from T.I., the great T.I., on with Dukes and Bell. Now I have yet to hear this clip, but I heard he was animated about the quarterback.
Man, I can't really tell you. It's like one of those things where you don't know why it ain't working. You just know it ain't working. And before you don't stick around in a situation that ain't working trying to figure out why it ain't working. You trying to move forward. Now, once you realize that, okay, this just ain't working, that we ain't getting the kind of results that we paid $30 million to receive. You know what I mean? So at that point, you kind of have to find ways to exit. You got to develop an exit strategy. You know, so you could transition into a new energy. They knew that with the coach. They obviously knew that with the GM. How the hell they can't see it with the quarterback?
You know what? I completely agree with T.I. on with Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can certainly move on from Matt Ryan. And if you go around the league, I can't give you off the top of my head how many teams truly need a quarterback right now that aren't going to be a team like the Jets or the Giants picking high to get Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields. I'm trying to think of a team, and I guess I could do it in the next break, look at the standings, who's going to end up with like the 12th or 13th overall pick and maybe not want to take a quarterback there or take a quarterback in round 2, 3, or 4, but a team that would say, you know what, we're 6-10, we got a good defense, we need a quarterback, our window, we feel like we could flip that to 10-6, and we could get 3 to 5 more years and extract some juice out of the Matt Ryan piece of fruit. That's what you need to look for. And if that exists, and you can get a 1 for Matt Ryan, or a 2 this year and a 2 next year, I would do that. The more draft capital you can have, the better. Because Super Bowls, by and large, are won through the draft. They're not won through free agency. Look at the teams that always seem to win the free agency battle every year. Dallas, Cleveland, Washington, the Jets. Those teams are not winning Super Bowls. Free agency is meant to be the final piece. So if there's a team out there, perhaps even the Colts. I mean, the Colts, they went down the road to Phillip Rivers. Matt Ryan's got far more left than Phillip Rivers does. Phillip Rivers looks like he's shot putting a grapefruit when he throws. I mean, Matt's arm has never been upper echelon, but it's still better than Phillip Rivers. And then the same thing goes with Julio Jones. We know this team can score points. We know Calvin Ridley is working his way in to being one of the better number one receivers in the league, especially with Julio Jones always seeming to be nursing a hamstring injury or being banged up. And you can find receivers. You can find running backs. We know Todd Gurley's been really good this year, but Todd Gurley's not a long-term solution. So imagine what you could get if, in fact, you moved on from Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. So under the Nick Cale Falcons reboot, Lewis Riddick, the GM, Eric Bieniemy, the head coach, you draft Justin Fields with the third pick. And again, some of this is hypothetical, but it's sports radio. We're allowed to fantasize. And then you have draft capital with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. And I'll tell you right now, I know we keep bringing up the Texans because they fired their coach and GM, Bill O'Brien. I still think Atlanta's a far more attractive destination than Houston. I would much rather come play or work for Arthur Blank than Cal McNair. Stadium's basically equal. Two gorgeous indoor facilities. And yeah, you can give me Deshaun Watson and I'll give you that. But the rest of the roster, I think the Falcons have a better roster than the Houston Texans after the quarterback position. And Deshaun Watson hasn't been that great this year anyway. So I'd love to get your thoughts, 404-741-0929. Do you guys think that loyalty should be dead in sports? And is Matt Ryan and Julio Jones expendable for the right price? Because we're looking at a team that's 0-5. They're going to have a new GM. They're going to have a new head coach. We're closing in on a decade with a great combination of Hall of Famers in Matt and Julio. But while they still have value, do you try to move them? Do you shop them? Do you do your due diligence and get assets in return to build around with that new quarterback? Or is this a Green Bay situation? Is this one of those situations where we say, you know what? We draft the quarterback, but we keep Matt for 2-3 years, or at least one more year. 404-741-0929 is the number, 404-741-0929. We will get to the game itself tomorrow. Also, some college football coming up in the final hour of the show. And we'll also check in on the Braves as well. The big story of the day, Nick Saban cleared to coach against Georgia. He tested negative for 3 straight days, 24 hours apart. That is not Bama protocol. That is not any funny business. That is not any finagling of the system to get the coach on the sideline, to get the advantage against the dogs. That is what the SEC has had in place for a couple of months. But I'm curious from Falcons fans, what do you need to move on from Matt Ryan and Julio Jones? Are you only doing it for first-round picks? 404-741-0929 is the number. We'll also come back. We'll get to the Falcons-Vikings game itself, and I hope it's not deja vu all over again. I'll explain what that means on the other side. Nick Cale Show, great to have you in here on a Saturday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Our Atlanta United play here.
Ajalbi into the box for Martinez. They score!
If it matters to a United fan, hear it first, even on the weekend.
Your weekend plays here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in. Nick Cale Show, 440 here on a Saturday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Radio.com app. Great to have you guys in with you for about another hour and 20 minutes. We'll get back to the dogs, the SEC, Bama, Georgia tonight. In about 20 minutes, Braden Gall from Athlon Sports will join us. But let's rock your phone calls right now, 404-741-0929. A lot of people that want to chime in on the Matt Ryan conversation and whether or not you need to be loyal to Matt. Is he a Falcon for life? Is he expendable? And at what cost? 404-741-0929. Lori in Johns Creek up next. What's up, Lori?
Oh, hey. The reason I called is to say that I have never really been a Matt Ryan fan. And after the collapse during the Super Bowl, I said he needs to go. And do I think he's a good athlete? Yeah, probably a great athlete. But he doesn't have the killer instinct like a general should, leading the team to victory. He can't get it done. This is over and over and over and over again. He's proved. As far as I'm concerned, he needs to go. He's needed to go for years, and everyone defended him, and la, 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 la. Well, you know, it's never going to happen. Atlanta will never have a winning season with him as a quarterback, period. And that's the dynamic that needs to change. I mean, granted, the coach needed to go a while back. The GM, I don't even know about. But is Matt Ryan a good person? Yes. Is he going to fight dogs, which is abhorrent? No. Is he going to get busted for a drug thing or deal? No. But guess what? He can't win games, and he can't win the games that matter, and it's a nightmare. So anyway, Atlanta better get rid of him. That's all I have to say.
All right, Lori, fired up. I appreciate the take. I mean, look, you know, I love this whole thing, too, of is he a good guy? When I did mornings in Nashville the last 2 years, people would always say, oh, I don't want to move on from Marcus Mariota. He's a good guy. And look, would I rather have a good guy versus a bad guy? Yes. But you know what? I don't need 53 Tim Tebows on my roster, if you know what I mean. Like, I don't need every single guy to be the perfect goody two-shoe. I don't need that. Yeah, you got a little dirt on you, so be it. I'm in the business of winning if I'm running an NFL franchise. I want to win Super Bowls. So I'm with you there. I think she meant Matt's a pretty good quarterback, not a great athlete, because I don't think that Matty Ice is necessarily the most mobile cat on the planet, but I think I understood what you said. Let's go to Big D, who's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's up, Big D?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing, man?
Good.
Hey. Let me come to y'all from a person that really, really, really been around or seen a lot. I'm a season ticket holder, man, so I got stake in the game. And I'm like Arthur Blank. I'm in the business of winning. When I pay my $6,000 for my PSL and my $2,100 a year for my seat, I want to see winning. I don't really care about the players, who on the team, who off the team. I care about the team. And this team need a reboot. And you can't reboot a football team and take it forward unless your quarterback is good. It's a quarterback-driven league. And the team need a reboot. So whether Matt good, going to be good in 3 years, he's going to make too much money in 3 years, and the Falcons are not going to be good in 3 years based on the current roster. Matt plus a good team is a good team. Matt plus a bad team is a bad team. This could be the third year the Falcons going to be under 500. And if Arthur Blank want to see a Super Bowl before his last days, he got to reboot the team now. That's why he said what he said, because the time is ticking for everybody. So I'm looking at it like Arthur Blank's looking at it. I'm trying to get this team a championship that it never had and go about my business. So whether Matt's here, whether Julio's here, I don't know what you can even get a first-round pick from Matt Ryan at this stage. Maybe, hopefully. But if I'm not going to pay Matt Ryan $40 million in 2 years to have a 5-11 team, a 6-10 team, a 7-9 team, 8-8 team, so it is time for him to go. And the team just needs to reboot it anyway.
All right, Big D. Appreciate you checking in, brother. Thank you very much. 404-741-0929 is the number. And again, I don't know that you would definitely get a one for Matt Ryan. I mean, maybe if it was the 27th overall pick, you're certainly not getting a high first rounder for him. I mean, I would still entertain the idea of a two. And the other thing, too, is I know we're talking about a sport that has a salary cap, but there are ways to create money and create cap space. If you've seen what Sean McVay and the Rams have done the last 2 or 3 years, it felt like every year they were bringing in somebody and paying somebody. And I'm thinking, are they the only team in the league operating without a salary cap? There's ways with roster bonuses and this bonus and that bonus. And you adjust, you know, what the cap figure is and the cap hit, the dead cap hit, all these jargons and these terms that you can find on like Spotrac.com and things like that. So you can make it work. You can find a way. You get restructuring of contracts. I mean, Tom Brady did that for years, where he would take, you know, quote, less money on the salary cap, but get this money up front, and he was still getting paid relatively well. You can make it happen. But again, you know, you look at this franchise with marquee guys entering the twilight of their career, and look, I still think Matt and Julio got 3 really good years left in them. That should be worth something to somebody. 404-741-0929. 0929. Okay, so now also, the other thing we got to get to is the game itself. Couple of thoughts tomorrow against the Vikings. Number one, Julio Jones will be good to go. Looks like he will play. Great news for the Falcons. Bad news for the Vikings. Minnesota will be without Dalvin Cook. He has been ruled out. But the backup running back, Madison, from Boise State, I mean, he's almost a carbon copy of Dalvin Cook. He runs ticked off, and he just drills you. So I think the Falcons are in a tough spot tomorrow because I think Minnesota, much better than the one win on their record so far, 1-4. They had Seattle on the ropes last week. They should have won that game. I mean, they flat out, on Sunday Night Football, they challenged Seattle at the point of attack and pretty much punked them. And then Kirk Cousins made a mistake in the third quarter. Seahawks went on a great run. Minnesota kind of bounced back, and then Russell Wilson had a great drive. Darn near went 95 yards for the winning score, basically in walk-off fashion. But I think Minnesota is a better team than their record indicates. And I think it's a tough spot tomorrow. And what I'm hoping for is that we don't see deja vu. And by deja vu, I mean Houston fires Bill O'Brien. First game with Romeo Crennel in the interim, boom. They look the best they have all year. They win a game. So if you, as a Falcons fan, are now hoping this team completely bottoms out record-wise for the benefit and the goal and the better predicament of, hey, a high draft pick, third overall pick, Justin Fields, you don't want to see them win tomorrow. You don't want to see them look great with Raheem Morris. But we'll find out. Let's get some more calls, 404-741-0929. Jared is up next on the Nick Kale Show. What's up today, Jared? How are you? Jared, do we have you? Jared is gone. All right, let's try Kenzel in Georgia. Kenzel, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yes.
Hello. What's up, buddy?
I'm about to put respect on Matt Ryan's name.
Okay.
Okay, so listen. Matt Ryan is not the problem. Matt Ryan, if you're a real Packer fan, I just heard a Packer fan talking about he's a season ticket holder and all that. Matt Ryan is not the problem. Listen, if Matt Ryan had time to stand back there, he'll kill everybody in the league. But anyway, we need to get rid of Corder, the offensive coordinator, because his plays are predetermined. If I'm sitting at home and I can see what we're going to do, the defense, the other team knows what we're going to do.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Trust me, Dirk Cutter is not a guy that I particularly enjoy. I think both coordinators are pretty much going to be gone at the end of the year, so I'm with you on that.
Yeah, Dirk Cutter should be gone. But other than that, everybody jumping on Matt Ryan, and I have a lot of people say they want to go big the Mike Vick era. Let me tell you something. Mike Vick didn't win two seasons in a row. Steve Borkowski, I'm back with Steve Borkowski and all that. Matt Ryan was the first quarterback in Atlanta history to win back-to-back seasons, back-to-back. So everybody talking about Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is not the problem. He is what we need.
All right, Kenzel, I appreciate the call. Thank you for checking in. And look, I'm with you from the Matt Ryan standpoint. I'm a Matt Ryan guy, and I've made it very clear that what he has accomplished trumps what Michael Vick has accomplished as an Atlanta Falcon. I mean, Matt Ryan had a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. Now, they all get crushed, including Matt Ryan, for blowing that. But Matt Ryan went further than Mike Vick ever did. I mean, we talk about Mike Vick's playoff win at Lambeau Field in the divisional round of the playoffs like he won the Super Bowl 52-10. I get it. Nobody had ever beaten Green Bay at Lambeau Field at night in the playoffs. Yada, yada, yada. You know, it was a nice win. It was great at the time, but that was kind of the highlight. We're getting to the NFC Championship and losing to the Philadelphia Eagles. Matt Ryan's got 10 win seasons six times in his 12 years. It's really good. But I just think at some point, you say, you know what? The writing's on the wall. We're only going so far with this guy. You know, let's trade in the car while we still have some equity. You know, I'd rather trade my car in that's got 90,000 miles and the dealer gives me $4,000 towards my next car than drive it into the dirt and all he's going to give me for it is $500 and then scrap the pieces. I'd rather move on from Matt Ryan if I can get a late first round pick or even a two for a second round pick for two straight years than wait to the point where I'm giving Matt Ryan away for a sixth round pick 2 years from now at the end of his contract and getting what? A guy that I'm probably going to cut after he gets drafted because he's no good anyway? 404-741-0929 is the number if you would like to jump in on the conversation. Dylan, we got time for one more call? Okay. Let's get to Keith, who's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's up, Keith?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, bud.
Good, good. Hey to all my Falcon fans out there, too. Listen, I got to say, Matt Ryan, you're not the problem, but you're not the solution. So, therefore, you got to go.
Well said.
Anytime you turn that ball over the way he did against Carolina and had a chance to kind of score, an athletic quarterback wouldn't have done that. He would have run the ball. He would have done something other than turn the ball over, and that's when the game changed right there at that point. Is Matt Ryan the problem? No, but he's not the solution.
All right, Keith, keep
it moving.
We appreciate the call. Thank you for checking in. 404-741-0929 is the number. Braves fans, not good news. Bottom of the first, the Dodgers already up 2-0 on your Atlanta Braves. And it looks like Corey Seager once again with a home run. Dylan Matthews, let me bring you in here for 30 seconds before we break. Didn't I say around 3:08 p.m. today, please stop pitching to Corey Seager?
Yes, you did. And why did we do that? We got the first out. We got Mookie out. Everything's going good. Then Corey hits that bomb. Max is rattled. Then you give one up to who was that? I forget who was after.
Justin Turner.
You give up one to him. And now it's just to not do play-by-play. You have first and third with one out. But why don't you – they need to listen to you, Nick. Why not just skip Corey? He's been hot. He was hot last night. Skip Corey. Put one on first. You have a position for a double play. Keep Max moving. Keep him going. Keep him in rhythm. And that's it.
Dodgers just put another one on the board. They lead the Braves 3-0. Certainly not over, only the first inning, but looking like we might be on our way to a game 7. I might need to give my Glengarry, Glenn Ross, Alec Baldwin closer speech to the Braves now. I had to give it to the Falcons a couple of weeks ago. It didn't pay off. I might need to give it to the Braves. I'm not worried. I still feel good. Still feel very good. All right, coming up next, hour number 3, we will kick it off. Little college football talk, Bama and the Dogs tonight in Tuscaloosa, as well as upsets galore in the SEC. Braden Gall from Athlon Sports Cover 2 Podcast will join us on the other side. We'll talk a little ball coming up next here on the Nick Kale Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.